Good evening.
Good evening.
Who would like to begin?
With the support of iPad, I will begin. My name is Reverend Darlene Garner. I was ordained 24 years ago by the Metropolitan Community Churches. I've served formerly as pastor of our congregation in Baltimore and now serve as one of the bishops of our church. You may not have heard of Metropolitan Community Churches, but we are an international Christian denomination with churches throughout the United States and abroad, including congregations in Baltimore, Boyds, College Park, and Hagerstown. I'm also a 63-year-old African-American woman who was raised in the National Baptist Church and grew up in the Civil Rights era. I'm also a wife, mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, and lesbian who lives in Bowie and is proud to be a citizen of Maryland. I'm here to speak in support of the legislation that was introduced last month by Governor O'Malley, specifically the Civil Marriage Protection Act, that will provide for marriage equality in Maryland and will also extend clear protections for our religious institutions and leaders. For me, as for most people of faith, marriage is both a legal and a spiritual matter. As a Christian minister, I believe and I preach that marriage within the church is the sacred joining of two people into a loving, faithful, and permanent union that mirrors Christ's sacrificial love for us. Through God's grace, I preach that the married couple creates a family that is expected to reflect the basic moral values of love, honor, fidelity, respect, and commitment. When I perform a religious marriage ceremony, I recognize that I do so at one and the same time as both an agent of the church and as an agent of the state. There are times when the state will issue a marriage license to a couple that meets the legal requirements, but fails to meet the standards established by my church, or is unable to convince me of the integrity of their relationship. In such instances, my conscience does not allow me to perform a wedding for such a couple, even when the law allows it. That's why I have a very deep appreciation for the ways that the Civil Marriage Protection Act would protect me as a clergywoman. Just as I do today when this bill is passed, I would still have the right as a member of the clergy to determine whose marriages I will perform and whose marriages can be performed at my church. Many same-sex couples in Maryland want to legally marry because they're in love. They want to honor their relationship in the greatest way that our society has to offer. Gentlemen and gentlewomen, the voice of the divine is still calling our collective human spirit to measure one another by the content of one's character, not by the gender of one's beloved. I ask that you adopt this bill so that love can prevail in our state. It is the right, the moral, and the just thing to do. My prayer is that you'll do it. Thank you.
Thank you, Reverend.
Good evening, Chairman Hammond and Chairman Valerio and members of the Joint Committee. I am Reverend Candy Holmes and I live in Prince George's County. And I'm a federal government employee and clergy with the Metropolitan Community Churches. And I'm in support of the Civil Marriage Protection Act, HB 438. I'm a proud African-American Marylander who is a lesbian, and I long for the day when I can marry my partner legally in Maryland. I'm a taxpaying senior citizen who has lived in Maryland for over 35 years. For years, I have had the ongoing concern that because of who I am and whom I love, my family is not legally protected and is vulnerable in many ways others will never have to worry about. But it's not so much about marriage, it's more about responsibility. The responsibility of marriage and passage of the Civil Marriage Protection Act would make a fundamental and positive difference in my life, the life of my family, and the lives of many loving same-sex couples. Like many of you, I have a loving family with children, grandchildren, even great-grandchildren. And as I reflected on what I would say to you, I thought of a story about my family that imprinted on me the power of truth and love. My partner and I were visiting our grandchildren, and on this particular visit, one of the grandkids innocently asked if we loved one another, and if we did, why weren't we married like other people? We wondered how to respond, and the truth seemed best, so we acknowledged that, yes, we had loved each other for a very long time, but that there needed to be a new law to make it okay for us to get married. She stared at us and then said, love makes you and grandma and everybody better. The law needs to catch up with love. And then she hugged us. This is not a story so much about justice or righting a wrong. This is simply a lesson about why marriage equality is important. Marriage equality isn't a gay thing. It's a family thing. It's about the fundamental values that all who desire to marry should be afforded the freedom to do so without exception. That all couples, including same-sex couples, deserve the joy, happiness, and completeness that comes with civil marriage. Delegates of this great and fair-minded assembly, as I conclude, I ask that you adopt the Civil Marriage Protection Act because it is the just thing to do. Now is the time to make stronger all of Maryland's families. Now is the time for the light of full equality to shine on all Marylanders. Now is the time to do justice, for justice is simply the law catching up with what really matters, love. Thank you for this time to speak with you and for caring about all Marylanders.
Thank you, Reverend Lucas.
My name is Stuart Lucas, and I want her to come preach at my church on Sunday. I've been an ordained priest in the Episcopal Church for 10 years. I currently serve St. Margaret's here in Annapolis. My partner Doug and I live here in Annapolis and have been together for over 12 years. We're openly welcomed in the Episcopal Diocese of Maryland, whereas we were not in Atlanta and Alabama. The Episcopal Diocese of Maryland stretches from Garrett County to Harford County and Harford County to Calvert County, has 112 congregations and 45,000 members. We have wrestled for many years with the question of marriage and in 2006 agreed that there is an imperative to promote conversation between persons of differing experiences and perspectives while acknowledging the Church's teaching on the sanctity of marriage. While the whole Episcopal Church is not of one mind on the question, at the same time, the Church has opposed and continues to oppose any effort to prohibit same-sex marriage. Gay and lesbian couples have the same values as everyone else. They honor commitment and family. They have the same worries, like losing their job or health insurance. And like everyone else, they want to be able to build strong families through marriage. For us, the golden rule to treat others as you would like to be treated prevails. It is only right, then, that gay and lesbian couples be allowed the same opportunity to marry. We know that marriage builds a family, and two people don't take the awesome step of marriage for the rights and benefits. Marriage enables people to become a family, and marriage is about two loving individuals standing up and making a public promise of lifelong commitment and responsibility. Earlier in 2000, the Episcopal Church acknowledged that while the issues of human sexuality are not yet resolved, there are currently couples in the body of Christ and in our church who are living in marriage, and couples in the body of Christ and in this church who are living in other lifelong committed relationships. We expect such relationships will be characterized by fidelity, monogamy, mutual affection, and respect. Careful and honest communication, and the holy love which enables those in such relationships to see in each other the image of God. To that end, the Episcopal Church today, through its General Convention, is committed to the creation of liturgies that will be used to bless same-sex couples. In states where same-sex marriages are legal, Episcopal clergy have the option of offering a pastoral response to couples who seek a blessing from the Church. Marylanders deserve the same legal opportunity. We share the view that it is critically important to protect religious freedoms. We fully intend to ensure that the marriage bill does so. Maryland clergy would not have to perform a marriage they did not agree with. Religious marriage would not be changed in any way by this legislation. Accordingly, the Public Policy Office of the Diocese of Maryland asked the committee to send this bill to the floor of the House with an affirmative recommendation that the House approve the bill and send it to the Senate and it reaches the governor's desk for signature. I thank you for your time.
Thank you. Any questions? Thank you so very much for your time and your testimony this evening. We do appreciate it. Let's bring up Akil Patterson, Lori and Bob Hollander. Again, thank you for your patience. Who would like to begin?
Thank you very much. I'd like to thank the committee for, you know, sticking this out. I can understand it's been a long one for everybody here, so, and we appreciate that. I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Akil Patterson. I am an Olympic hopeful. I am a Greco-Roman wrestler and one of the top athletes in this nation. I'm also a multiple-time All-American in both football and wrestling. I've coached multiple All-Americans, and I have developed young athletes to when I get to wear these rocks on my fingers. Not just here, but at the University of Maryland, College Park. Not only that, I'm what you would call an All-American guy. And I just so happen also to be gay. I struggled with that for years, as an athlete, as a person, as a human being. But ultimately, I was able to come to terms with myself and to realize that the people that were in my life, my teammates, the men and the women that I sweated with, I shed tears, and I bled with next to, have still come to embrace me. Some of them NFL guys, some of them everyday working stiffs, but all of them people that love me. Not much has changed. I am proud of who I am, and I'm no longer afraid. I am still growing every day. I hoped one day to get married and raise a family, because I know I'd be a great dad. I'm a great coach. It is what it is. I see my parents come from a loving marriage of 30 years. You know, funny thing is my parents raised four wonderful children. Three of them were cheerleaders. I was not one of them. Is that the irony for you? I had to listen to my dad talk about my family coming from the deep south of Alabama in the 1920s, getting run out of town. And eventually they made a home for themselves in upstate New York. From upstate New York, my grandfather then went off to war and came home. And although he had some adversities, he still loved his family and still made it through. And raised all 10 of his grandchildren. He raised 10 of his children. All have gone on to be great people, to love and have supportive families. I know tons of guys to this day who would support me for who I am as a person and not for my sexual orientation or who I choose to love. One day, I want to have the choice to marry as many of you have had the choice to marry. Some have had the choice to divorce. Some choose to stay single. But it's still the choice that you all have had and that many Marylanders still have. But I do not get to choose. Allow me and my friends to choose. Thank you very much.
Okay, I'll go. Thank you for this opportunity to testify. My name is Lori Hollander. I'm a licensed certified social worker and a board certified diplomat in private practice for 31 years. I came from a broken home. My parents divorced when I was 12. My dad left my mom. The family that I knew and loved for all those years suddenly died. Talking about it today, 42 years later, still gives me a lump in my throat. In the wake of my parents' divorce, my life's goal has been to build and maintain loving, healthy, devoted marriages and families, both for me and for my clients. For 24 years, my wonderful husband, Bob, and I have worked as a team, counseling straight and gay couples in our private practice called Relationships Work. We are also the relationship experts for the Woman Talk Live radio show on WCBM. We have two amazing children. Our magnificent daughter, Jill, became an accomplished guitarist, and was a member of Venture Crew, the youth leadership program of the Boy Scouts of America. She attended Camp Louise for 13 summers, the last four where she served on staff as director of photography. Now, age 21, she'll be graduating Towson University and pursuing a master's degree in social work. Our wonderful son, Kevin, in first grade, was the top reader of his entire Reisterstown Elementary School. He took up competitive gymnastics, and at age 10, he placed fourth in the state of Maryland. Now 19, he's a business major at the University of Maryland, College Park, and a member of Gymkhana, the university gymnastics troupe. I achieved my dream, a wonderful marriage and a great family. My two extraordinary gay children, yes, Jill is a lesbian and Kevin is gay, want to create loving, devoted marriages and families like the one which we provided for them. The Civil Marriage Protection Act, House Bill 438, would give them the legal right to do that. All children, including our children, deserve to grow up, get married, and have a family. Thank you.
Bob Hollander here, and I am the proud dad of Jill and Kevin. I'm a social worker, recovering attorney. That's tough. And as stated before, the unsubstantiated claims of those opposing marriage equality have been completely refuted by the American Academy of Pediatrics, the American Psychological Association, and the American Psychiatric Association. I am unaware of one peer review article that counters their findings. But there is a religious argument, and I do mean argument. Some Baptists will call my kids sinners. Yet the Episcopals, some of them, say this is not true. Some Methodists and some Catholics will call their marriage an abomination. But others from the United Church of Christ will vigorously counter that. Pentecostals will passionately disagree. And now my kids are really confused given the fact of what they had learned in Hebrew school. So, what is God really saying here? Given these differences, we are not sure. Now let's look at our Constitution.